From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Seven counties in California are cleared now for modified reopening in Phase 2. That's the update as this new day begins. The counties are Butte, El Dorado, Placer, Nevada, Shasta, Amador, and Lassen. Governor Gavin Newsom talked yesterday about the intense work that's ongoing to help move counties deeper into Phase 2. And as of this morning, we are told that 27 of the state's 58 counties are in communication with the state. Butte County was the first to get approval and will hold a press conference at 2 today about the reopening. On the phone is Danette York, the Butte County Public Health Director. Danette, thanks for joining us today on Insight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Give me some perspective on the difference it makes that your county has this approval.
It makes a big difference for our local businesses, which we are all excited to get open as quickly as possible. One major difference is that under the state order, the move that the state made on Friday last week allowed for retail operations to start opening only to provide curbside pickup, whereas with us getting the variants in place and being able to move a little quicker, it means that people can go into the shops and actually do some physical shopping as long as the business follows our mitigation efforts. I think that that's really important because a lot of really small businesses, especially in our downtown areas, do not have online shopping, and so people can't just do a curbside pickup when they can't go in and look at the material.
What about restaurants? What do you think will be open this weekend, for example, for dine-in?
They will be allowed to open as of now. We were waiting on that variance to be posted, which it was posted yesterday morning, and for the state to come out with their dine-in guidance for mitigation efforts, which they came out with yesterday, that was released. And so that will be a big topic during our press conference today to make sure that our local restaurants are aware that they are allowed to have dine-in options immediately.
So, Danette, Butte County is still, I think it's fair to say, in the midst of recovery from the Camp Fire in late 2018. How do you think this factored into, first of all, the county's need to reopen, and secondly, into the state's looking at the county and being willing to be aggressive about early approval?
You're absolutely correct. Butte County is still in recovery phase from the Camp Fire, which puts us in a unique situation from many other counties here in California. Businesses are still struggling, still trying to get back on their feet, especially in the burn scar area. And so for them to have to close down due to this pandemic was just one extra hit for them. Trying to get them to reopen as quickly as possible can literally mean the difference between them surviving as a business or not. As far as how the state looked at reopening sooner, as much as it definitely needed to be a consideration for economic reasons, I don't think it was specific just for economic. This is a public health threat, and they really took that seriously. Fortunately, our Butte County team were already working on a reopening plan so that we could submit it to the state for consideration when the variance process came out. And so we were poised to really get that in as quickly as possible. And we had an excellent team that moved as fast as we could to get that submitted in order to get our businesses reopened. And our epidemiological data supported our ability to move into this phase two faster. We have had no death, and we have had fewer cases than a lot of areas.
So which was the most difficult checkpoint then, Danette, to get through, or which one needed more time or collaboration?
The biggest checkpoint for us that we saw as a difficulty was having enough PPE available for our healthcare providers. PPE, as you know, has been a really rare, difficult resource to obtain during this process. And we have had a whole team of people, both from local public health and from our hospitals, working on getting those resources available. And we feel like, and our hospital CEOs were part of our planning process. So I'm comfortable in saying that as a team, we all feel like we have the PPE, personal protective equipment, I'm sorry for using an acronym, that we have what we need now and for the possible surge later. But again, it's a continuous process to make sure PPE is coming in and replenished as needed.
I think you're right. We're all getting used to PPE and PPP and all of the acronyms
right.
as we navigate.
Absolutely.
So just one more quick question. What should people in Butte County know in terms of what they can do, where they can go, in light of the fact that there is still a stay-at-home statewide order in effect?
So the most important thing is we're still protecting our most vulnerable populations. So if you fall into the high-risk categories, then you are recommended to continue to stay at home unless it's essential to go out. And for everyone, it's important to be encouraged to wear cloth face coverings when you are out. So even though shops are open and dine-in restaurants will be open if they're not starting already, we encourage people to wear those cloth face coverings every time they leave their home and are around individuals that are not part of their family unit, because they could be shedding the virus without knowing it, without having any symptoms. And that protects others in the event that the individual wearing the mask has the COVID-19 virus without their knowledge.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Danette. I know you have a big day, and everybody's in sort of a mix of excitement and scramble to make sure this goes right. So good luck with this reopening. And I think everybody welcomes more faces and more doors in a spirit of safety across Butte County.
Absolutely. We're very excited. Thank you so much for having us on your show today.
Thank you very much. That's Danette York. She is the Butte County Public Health Director. And again, the press conference in Butte County is at 2:00 this afternoon. Getting approval a little later in the day yesterday was Nevada County. Ryan Groover is Director of Health and Human Services. He's on the phone with us. Ryan, I'm glad to have you back on Insight. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Beth. Thank you for having me back.
So testing and tracing are critical. How many test sites are in Nevada County now? And what's available to someone who has symptoms and feels like they want to be tested?
So we're very pleased that we received one of the state-sponsored OptumServe testing sites. So we coordinated with Placer County, who also had two of the sites that the state stood up. And so we coordinated those locations. So in Nevada County, primarily, we have a site in Grass Valley at the Veterans Hall there, and then we also coordinated on the locations of the sites with Placer so that a site is located in Kings Beach so that our Eastern County residents also have access to testing. So one of the state's criterion was the ability for 75% of the population to be able to access testing within a certain drive time, and we definitely have that. And our testing site in Grass Valley has been up and running, and I believe yesterday was the first day that all the appointments for the day were booked, so we're encouraged that people are going out there and signing up to get tested, which they can do by going to myNevadaCounty.com/coronavirus or calling 211, and they can connect you with where to enroll for testing. It does require an appointment, so people shouldn't just show up to the vet's hall, but we're pleased with the progress on testing.
Are those free tests, or is there an out-of-pocket expense?
There is not out-of-pocket expense. If you have insurance, they will bill your insurance. My understanding is there's no copay. If you don't have insurance, then that will be paid for. So people can get testing free of charge. Definitely, if they're symptomatic, encourage them to go out and sign up. And even for folks that don't have symptoms, there's opportunity to be scheduled for testing as well. And so definitely part of making sure that we have adequate knowledge of new outbreaks so that we can contain them if they do occur, it is important that people attempt to get tested.
You and I talked on April 21st, and you were talking about concerns in regards to people coming into the area. The matter was COVID-19 transmission, And the stay-at-home order is still in place, but we all know that the reopening will invite people to move around more, even if people aren't coming in and out from other areas. So with this reopening, what's your risk assessment?
So that remains a major concern for us, especially heading into the Memorial Day weekend. People definitely come to Nevada County to recreate, whether that's going to the Yuba River or whether that's going up to Truckee in the Tahoe area. And so our OES section chief has been spearheading a joint safe summer recreation work task force, which is in partnership with Placer County, since we are contiguous with them, and also working with our with the Forest Service and other people who provide those park services locally. And so we're recognizing that people are going to recreate. We're asking people not to travel in from other counties, and we want to make sure that that there is guidance and safe ways to enjoy our county and get out and have access to that essential outdoor physical activity that has been recognized as necessary from the very beginning. We know people are going to do it anyway if we don't allow for some safeguards to be in place.
Yeah, aren't you just starting to see more people in general?
There have been reports. Nevada County continues to do a good job sheltering in place, but definitely there have been at various times reports of, crowded parking lots and things like that. And so we're getting out there with outreach and education and trying to make sure that there's enough signage and people out there to educate folks and make sure people are safe.
All right. People are going to be very excited to get back to a restaurant experience, and with the county self-attesting and being able to open up to, among other things, dine-in experiences in restaurants. What's your expectation of not only the number of restaurants that will open Grass Valley, Nevada City, Truckee, and the areas in between, but how many customers will go out and have a meal in a restaurant?
So I think that really remains to be seen. We definitely are doing very proactive outreach to the restaurants, both for restaurants and the other Phase 2 businesses. We've got a great environmental health director who's been out there with staff educating the grocery stores and takeout restaurants since day one. And so we're being proactive in getting that guidance out there so that they can offer their services. And we've been working with the cities on alternatives. Is there an opportunity to maintain social distancing by having some form of outdoor dining? And so we're hopeful that people will enjoy restaurants in a way that is safe. But I've seen media reports of low utilization even in the places that have opened their restaurants. So I think that remains to be seen, since we just got the go-ahead at 5 o'clock yesterday, how many people are going to actually use the restaurants.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with the weekend and on into the Memorial weekend. And we'll check back in with you again sometime soon, Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Ryan Groover, Director of Health and Human Services in Nevada County. Just after Butte County, El Dorado County was the next one to get the states okay. And joining us by phone is Carla Haas. She is the County Communication Director. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
So what is the governor's phrase, moving deeper into Phase 2, a phrase that he uses often? What is that going to mean now for everyone in El Dorado County?
Well, it means a measured, safe approach into some sense of normalcy again. And everybody here, both residents and business owners alike, have been waiting for this moment and preparing for it and taking the steps necessary to get to this moment. And we're all very excited about the news of being able to seek some sort of normalcy that's been missing since March 19th in El Dorado County.
What made the reopening urgent in your county? And of course, there's an urgency across the state, but what was specific in your view to El Dorado County?
I think the urgency really centers around the economic impact more than anything else. And we were fortunate in the sense that our residents took the stay-at-home order seriously and took the steps necessary to demonstrate that we could meet the criteria that the governor prescribed for counties to move, as he says, further into Stage 2. We in El Dorado County have a very low level of COVID-19, and we've had zero deaths. We've had no ICU patients. So in terms of the virus itself, we have a very positive view of people taking the care that was necessary to get us to what happened yesterday, which was, you know, being allowed to kind of what I call it fast track into stage two and allowing other businesses to open up if they have their safety guidelines in place.
Is there anything you might want other counties to know about the process? The governor continues to use words like highly collaborative and intense conversation. Was there a learning moment here that you could pass on?
You know, really from the beginning, Beth, El Dorado County has taken a collaborative approach to all of this. We have been meeting with leadership from the cities of Placerville and the cities of South Lake Tahoe. We've been in constant communication with our two hospitals, Marshall Hospital and Barton Hospital up in the South Lake Tahoe area. And together with all of us moving kind of in the same direction and having these open lines of communication, that I think is the collaboration that the governor was looking for. You know, one of the requirements was to have the variation attestation letter include letters of support from the medical community and cities that are within the county. We've had that from the very beginning. So I think that put us a step ahead.
Well, good luck this weekend. Those restaurants are going to be open, and everybody's curious about who's going to be out and about and how this is going to go. So I guess we're talking beforehand. It will be interesting to check in with you after a week or two and see what's going on, Carla.
It sure will. Thanks very much, Beth. I appreciate the opportunity to educate some of your listeners about what's happening in El Dorado County.
Well, thanks for joining us. That's Carla Haas, the County Communication Director of El Dorado County. Restaurants, yes, you will be able in some places to dine in. So let's check in with Jot Condi. He is President and CEO of the California Restaurant Association. He's joining us on the line. Hi, Jot.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
So the last time we talked was in the process of the shutdown and the closure. As we're into the reopening, of course, there's a lot of enthusiasm. What are you concerned about?
Well, I mean, I'm concerned about the other 51 counties that need to go by the way of El Dorado, certainly. And so that is going to be, I think I termed it as clunky, and certainly it's going to be an interesting reopening. I think, you know, when I look at the experience of restaurants that have been open for a few weeks in other parts of the country, I think the number one issue for restaurateurs is compliance, I don't think, is going to be an issue with these guidelines. This is sort of in the DNA of restaurateurs relative to sanitation and disinfecting, but it's the customers. Will they feel safe enough and to show up in a restaurant? That's, I think, the top concern for most restaurateurs.
Was it interesting to you that the governor didn't say cut back to 50% capacity or 25% capacity or a number of tables, but really just urged in terms of spacing and cleaning that a restaurant make the best possible decision?
Yeah, well, we were pleasantly surprised. We did suggest in our discussions with the administration, along with health officials, that the best approach would be to just require risk-based distancing without, let's say, arbitrarily identifying a number, like in Florida, where they said you have to operate at 25% capacity. You know, there's a lot of cities in California now that are working with restaurants to allow them to expand their dining areas. Some cities are saying we're going to shut down sidewalks, close down streets, allow parking lots to be used. So that would allow a restaurant to perhaps still offer the same number of tables for service, but allow for risk-based distancing 6 feet apart without actually having a restaurant, be forced to shut down part of their operations. I guess the thing that is important, and we're sort of seeing this in other parts of the country where, you know, restaurateurs have taken these loans from the federal government just to survive, and they turn into grants. They're forgivable loans if the restaurant owners bring back their employee levels to pre-COVID-19 numbers. But if a state says you can only operate at 25% capacity, that creates all sorts of challenges.
All right, John, I've got to leave it there for today, but there's much more conversation around this as we get into the opening. Thanks for your time again on Insight.
Thank you.
Jot Condi is president and CEO of the California Restaurant Association. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.